because of that,
Parshas told us Tav Shin Ayin Gimel B'Siyas Neshmayim.
Okay, so in the Parsha, we can learn a lot of the Muslim from the Rishayim. First of all, the Rav Yehudah was Magdir, that he said that Rizal had a certain koyach, he had to see what every chet a person did. Once a person touched him, and he jumped, he said, "You're matanah me." And the Rizal, and the Rizal couldn't be sorry for what he was. The man touched him, and the person was minded that the night before, he was over in secretion. But the Rizal dealt with Makar Chatoyim. Even in our generation, there are some of the disciples, they'll see the person, how much chet he's doing. So Yitzchak knew all the things that Rizal knew, and Kol Zakein much more, and yet he did not see a thing in Esav. That shows you that the Chatoyim of Esav is Nishkin Pasha, the chet, Bechlau. That's something that Yitzchak couldn't be Makar Bechlau. Then Mr. Gemara Bar Basra says that the five things he did wrong one day, so he says, Bol Nai Mirasa. He places that as a kasha, that's a Bol Nai Mirasa by Ben Noyah, Bechal. Bol Nai Mirasa. But then he says it was not Nai Mirasa, it was a Dabar Machor. So it wasn't even a Vera, but the kasha, it doesn't make sense to do such a thing. So see that the Veras were not, as we understand, kasha of Vera. What the Torah tells us is one of Vera. That's it. He was about to the Bukhara. That's the whole Torah tells us. So, he did five things wrong that day, because I'll talk about Basra, because I'm a babe. But only one thing the Torah said was the Pshat. And it wasn't that the Midrash and Medrash said that Asa was Makar of a Bukhara. He said, Ramazan Lee, like Zek Kaelin of Mayo, the Psycho of Makar Tosh Baruch Hu, was Makar the Holy Spirit of a Bukhara, and didn't want it. So if nothing says the Pshat is, it's his problem. He was marking the galus of Bakar, and still wasn't masking to the Bakar, he was mavad of the Bakar. So it's not the Bible that says, a person can be nechshol in a veiro sometimes, but if he's mavad of the veiro, these bezoyans, that's the worst in everything. If you have a tie, that's one thing, but the Zion, that's the worst thing a person could do. And that's the Torah telling us that the Yivet is a Bechorah means that he had no Chashivas of Ruchnis Bechlau. He didn't have any Chashivas. And since he didn't have any Chashivas, therefore, that was the downfall of Esav. And the Rav Yan says, we know Chazal say that the person wants to be Mevairah, he should learn Torah, he should say Krishma, he should think of Yom HaMisa. And Yom HaMisa is more everything. Yeah, we see by Esav, he says, "Ahalech lomus, lomus is evachara. I'm going to die." The whole sibah, the iris, everything, Esav used that to give us the bachar. So Elpion says that Yodim Mitzvah is ma'ir a person's shifa. A person's shayi for ruchniyah. So his Yodim Mitzvah ma'ir him to do more ruchniyah. A person's shayi for gashmiyah. So Yodim Mitzvah is ma'ir him to do more gashmiyah. The chaparayim, as the pasuk in Yeshayah says, the pasuk says that machanamus, alcha yoyim mishasa, machanamus. That is a gufa and tyrus. We're talking about a person's shifa side. The Asa's whole shifa, even though he was makar, the goblet of the bachar, but since his whole shifa was for Gashmias, therefore he was mavazid, and he gave it up. And that was his whole complete downfall. And a person has to realize, where is his shifa? Where is he holding? Where is he wants to be grabbed? Where is he, what is his retinus are? Elliot Down gives a muscle. You have two people in a store. You have the owner of the store who makes sure everything is stood there and make sure things are sold properly and make sure that there's no gnevis. He has a screen to make sure everything is on the top of the situation. and you have the worker. You have a worker over there. What does the worker do? He sets up the shelf. He tells you the price, and he might even sell. I mean, it doesn't bother him so much if things get broken. It doesn't bother him so much if someone will steal. But it's not the price. He's working from 9 to 5, and after that, he's a gendik, he's a seder. There's the two people go to for learning. The person who goes to come to learn, he learns, yeah, I gotta learn. He clocks in the first seder, and he learns, and takes a break, and he goes window shopping, there's other things, but... He just has to, like Rabbi Baruch used to say, that people come to Eretz to have a 52-week honeymoon. He's just doing his job, and then he finishes learning, he learns Shitzchis, and then he goes home and takes care, you know, he finishes his day of work. I think the person is like a Baal Chanus. He has the Achrayas, he feels the Achrayas of learning, then some learning. He learns with a Melech, he learns with alacrity, with Geshmak, and he tries to make sure he doesn't forget it. Ashi Od Mefachi Tomis, as Ashi says in Brachas, Hubadim Eitoyer, so he shouldn't forget you, Chazer over him, because you feel you're an Achrayas, because that's your Sheifa. The person doesn't have the Sheifa, he just has to do it because that's whatever else is doing. So then his whole Sheifa is really Gashmir, then he won't be kindness, he won't live it. And that is what we see from Esav, his visa in Esav of Bechor, was that Kamata, you knew what it was, but his whole Sheifa was Gashmir. Since his whole Sheifa was Gashmir, the Mela, he was Mavazit, and then he lost it. And Revolver says that the very question is that you say. Revolver says that Ramban says on Esav, a pasuk in the Mishlei, "Barz l'davar yichavoloi." That if you mavazit something, eventually you lose from it. So he said, "How could Esav sell a bachar? It's a ruchnis like a thing." So he says, "The kinyan for ruchnis is how much your mechabit is. The kinyan for ruchnis is how much your moisten nefesh for it." Esav is not machshim ruchnis b'chlal. He's mavazit ruchnis. He's not mechabit ruchnis. So he lost it. And he said that's why all the time you see, he said that Ruchem said that in Europe was their Shechita, they wanted Mevatel Shechita. Why do they want the Shechita? Because they were Mevatel, they weren't most nefesh for Shechita, they weren't Machshev in Yoni Shechita of Kashrut. So Kosh Ruchem said, Mevatel, you're Masir. And Ruchem said that's why, what happened by Giyas Banas? What's that they had Giyas Banas? He said because the Yidden at that time were not Machshev in Yoni Shechita, in Yoni Ishut of Shechita. So Kosh Ruchem said, you're not Machshev, so I'm taking it away from you. So the end of that's what Esav did. Esav was mevazir. Later on, he had charotav. Yitzhak talked to Gedolah. He knew what it stood for. But since he was not machshavit b'chlal, so then he lost it forever. We suffer from that tzaka. So, and a person has to see where he's holding. A person sometimes mevazir tefila. A person goes to tefila. He comes late and leaves early. He comes to tefila. He opens the Rambam and he starts learning it. The whole tzugang to tefila is you know, well, I just got to do it. So, and then he wonders why he can't concentrate. It's because Mervaz is something, the person takes it away. And the guy with Lehman, the person comes to learn, doesn't learn the way he's supposed to learn. So then he doesn't have a cheshit. You know why he's not a cheshit? Because Mervaz is, a person took it away from him. The Rukham says that people think that did a Balavaz for Torah and Mitzvah. But if you're Mervaz in the Mitzvah, then Hashem takes it away. And after he sees the cheshit, Hashem took away the minus from him because he's mavazid. He's mavazid, so he lost everything. And we see also the end of the parsha. End of the parsha says, "Ikach machlas bas yismol." So it says, "Machlas shemoi." The Yishalmi says, "Not machlas." However, makan raya that your meichel, someone who has a chasana, is meichel kol of a noisav. And the words makar, Esav. Esav had an opportunity of a lifetime. He had mechilas avoinus. He could have been a tzaddik. But he was mavazir, he had no chashivas ruchnis. Ruchnis, he didn't care about. But even the Esav Bechor, in some ways, he was not machshav anything ruchnis. Therefore, he had the opportunity, he spent the opportunity of a lifetime, he's mavazir. That was his home halacha chaim. Mashenki and Yaakov, what's the mile of Yaakov? And Ruchnis says, Ish tam Yosef aholim. Dr. Unkelis, what's Yosef aholim? Tava opado. Tava opado. So he brings a raya. The Ruchem says that in Shmoyis, while I'm dying, Gimel after the Chet Ego, Moshe Rabbeinu took the oil moid and poured it out of the Chutzah Machaneh. Moshe left the oil, says the Haya Kol Mevakesh Hashem will go out of Chutzah Machaneh to speak to him. What's Uncle saying? Mevakesh Hashem, Tava Upan. The same thing. Yosef Aholim. So we see that the side of Yaakovina was Mevakesh Hashem. Esav was Mevakesh Aholim Hazeh. He's a Vaza Ruchnis. the son of Rabbi Yaakov Avinu was, he was a machshav rochish, mevakesh Hashem. It doesn't say that he was a machshav, it doesn't say that this, all the other things, it says he was a mevakesh Hashem. And that was the yisoid. Since he was a mevakesh Hashem, that was the capable to reach the godless. Like Rav Chanan said, the Chofetz Chaim. What was the Chofetz Chaim's ma'ila? Anytime he learns halacha, he's mekayimus. That was the Chofetz Chaim. I knew that this is Ratzon Hashem, so I'm mekayimus. Not that, okay, now I know halacha, so I'm mishem when I get to the Madrega, and my holy vibe is net. When he learns halacha, he violates mekayimus. And that's why he grew and grew, because that was his whole shifa. The same thing you see by Avimelech. Avimelech, the same thing. Avimelech took Yitzchak, and he threw him out of the door. He told him, because of you, we're suffering. But that's each God of Mahon's mind, so he had a lot of kindness towards Yitzchak. He had a lot of kindness towards Yitzchak, and therefore he threw him out. Then he saw that he was suffering because Yitzchak wasn't there. And then he came back to Yitzchak and said, so Yitzchak says, what are you doing here? He says, well, I talk about Maskim, I see the MS. And he says, his brother says, Ra is a kobam. He says, Magur Basim Alai. He says, Ra Inuk Yashayim Cha. I see Hashem's with you. Okay, so what happens? And the Targum Yonatim Israel says, so Kol Atav Shalesh Yonu is from you. That's his marker. Everything's from you. So now he saw that Kosh Baruch with him. So what did he do? He wants to make a brit. He passed him on a raw, Kashalai Nagunucha, Kashalai Imcha, Raktoi, the Shach of Esholim, Ata Ata Baruch Hashem. Make a brit. So Valdian says, he was a guy, he came as a guy, and he left as a guy, and all he did was made a brit. He didn't gain for his marker, the emet. He was marker the emet, the Avimelech was marker that Yitzchak is with the Kosh Baruch. And all he did was make a brit. He could say, maybe, you know, he made a deal with him. I'll pay you Yitzchak, you'll go to 40 days to Hamri, you'll daven, and I'll do whatever I feel like. And or you go to daven by Kevin Ashraf, you know, I'd say, Yavah Yeshua. Whatever it is. It's not, the kesher with Adam Gadol, the kesher is only as much as I could milk out of him. And that was what Avimelech was trying to do. But he had no rutzin to strike. His whole sefer was for Gashmit, to be right of Acher Adam Hazem. And therefore, whatever he saw, godless in Yaakov, Yitzchak Avinu's godless, he just took it in Ma'avachis, how he could save himself and have Sholem and have a bris and live a happy life. And therefore, that's what we see from this, according to Kuzan, a person has to always shut up. Where he's holding? A person is holding in a massive weird. He has shifas for ruchnias, or he has shifas for godless, or shifas for gashmias. It's not a person can fall. Any kind of person can fall. Not about falling. Not about giving it to taiva. But if your whole shifa is taiva, that's what we see the ace of Yisrael and Makar. He loses the godless. Akash Baruch Hu says, you're not maksa, but I give you, I'm taking it away. Masha'enke, Yaakov Yisha'olam was a Mavakash Hashem. And that's what we see from this parsha. One of the things.